In the name of Jesus, I speak. Before we pray, I'm going to use a few passages from the scriptures for mutual encouragement. I think we thank God that the course has been running quite smoothly. And we all thank God for the fact that He has summoned so many of you to be here to search for the truth and to learn the Word of God together. And so today I'm going to share with you some of my understanding concerning the searching for the truth, or some of the insight that I have gained. I think, first of all, we turn to Colossians chapter 2. Please turn to Colossians chapter 2. We read from verse 2 to verse 3. Yeah? Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 3. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I think these two verses are given by Paul to the members at Colossia. And here Paul directed them as to how they can really search the immeasurable truth of the Lord. I think in verse 3 itself, here it says, in whom, that is in Jesus, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And in the scriptures we find that Christ is the embodiment of the truth, meaning that all the truth is within Christ, because in Him are hidden all the treasures. So aside from Him, we can never search for any other truth. There's no truth given aside from Christ. But thank God we know that most of us, in fact all of us, have been baptized into Christ, right? That's why we are conditioned in a way to receive the Word of God, because now we are in Christ Jesus. But I think in order to do that, we must fulfill the conditions as laid down in verse 2. Right? Maybe you can look at verse 2 again. Right? What is that condition given here? That is, we must be knit together in love. That is the condition. Now, if we see that the fact that we are able to come into Christ demonstrate the unfathomable wisdom of the Lord, right? So the wisdom of God is demonstrated in bringing us into His body. That is the wisdom, right? We know that after man has sinned against God, we can find that we people are very scattered. It is virtually impossible for them to come together, let alone coming before the Lord, right? So, since Christ has brought us into this body, we must make sure that we also do our part to be knit together in love. Now, to be knit together means that we must be of one mind and one purpose, for example, in serving the Lord. That is important. We may be different in certain ways, in our upbringings, in our backgrounds, but we must strive to attain to the level of unity, alright, so that the wisdom of God can be imparted to us. Now, that's a very important point. So we find that if a church lacks unity in any sense or in any directions or in any area, then we find that probably the church will be very weak in receiving the wisdom of God. Right. So the wisdom of God is given when the church is united. Right. This can be seen here, as Paul has said to the members at Colossia. Now the second thing is, right, when we talk about unity, we are not just talking about superficial unity. We are talking about concrete unity, unity in love. Right. And the Bible also tells us that love rejoices in the truth, meaning that the foundation of our unity must be based on the truth. Right? And so even when we talk about love, that our love must be also founded in the truth. Right? I think this it really clearly tells us how we can work together, or how we can love one another in our service to the Lord. So in doing so, and at the same time in searching the Word of God, we find that wisdom will be imparted to the church. Now, as I mentioned, yeah, Christ is the embodiment of the truth. It's within Christ. Everything is within Christ. So the knowledge, the truth, is within Christ. So if that is the case, it means that there must be a form, or it must be a pattern. All right? If you look at the scriptures, yeah, perhaps maybe you can get us some ideas. Okay, first of all, we turn to Romans. We turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 verse 20. Yeah. These are the words spoken by Paul to perhaps the Jewish leaders or the instructors at the time. Okay? Now we just ignore the first part. We just focus ourselves on the second part. Chapter 2 verse 20. Having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. Right? We find that God is a systematic God, and God is a God of order as well. Even from time immemorial, right, from the ancient time, we can see that the law is given a form. Right? So when God imparts the law, there is a form. So that's why the Jews knew that, and Paul also knew it himself. Right? That's why Paul says, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law, there is a pattern. Right? God being being an orderly God, right? He will not confuse us with things which is not within the patterns, within the sound words. Okay, we can read another passage. Yeah? We can turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. We read verse 17. Verse 17. Yeah. But God be thanked that though you were slave of sin, yet you obey from the hearts that form of doctrines to which you were delivered. Some people may say, this form here refers to the doctrines. I can agree to a certain extent. But here, somehow it paints a clearer picture to us. As far as the word of concern, the word of God is concerned, there's always a pattern. This pattern is important, as I will illustrate later on. Yeah? And here he says that this form of doctrine can save us. Right? That's why when we preach to people, yeah, we do not tell them that baptism in the name of Jesus, stuff like that, head bow, you know. Actually, all the points that we mentioned are former patterns which the Lord has given to the church. So whoever believes in this pattern and accepted this pattern and obey this pattern, what happened? They will be delivered. Yeah? This is the uniqueness of the teaching of the church. Because we follow our patterns of form. Right? That's why it's so important for us to know this. Now we go on, yeah? We can turn to 1 Timothy. It's 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Hold fast the patterns of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. And here it does not specify what kind of patterns of word, but it says sound words. Right? Generally it includes the word, the truth of God. Now here we find that Paul was at his old age. Yeah? He was about to martyr for the truth. Right? That's why in verse 15 we see that so many people turn away from him. Perhaps some of the leaders turn away from him in Asia. But when he encouraged Timothy, he did not forget to tell him that, look, you must hold on to this pattern of sound words. Right? Where did this pattern of sound words come from? From Paul. Paul taught him from young. Initially, how Paul taught him, imparted to him. Right? So we find that in the scriptures, right, whenever the word is to be given, it falls within the patterns of God. Because this is the system that God has set up for the church. I think this is a very important point to bear in mind. Now, there is a crucial question, a critical question that we need to answer now. Right? Now the question is, has the church of today been given these patterns? Say the patterns of these doctrines, or the patterns of the sound words. My answer is yes. All right. Now we can turn back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, yeah. We use the scriptures to deduce, it's not exactly deduce, to learn the teachings from what Paul has taught Timothy. Right? Now we can read the same book, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We read verse 15, okay? 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the command is given to Paul to Timothy, right? Asking him to teach these people, right? Those who could be taught to know exactly what the word of the Lord, and at the same time to know how to divide the word of the truth, put it this way, accurately. Yeah. So from here we can see that Timothy must have received a pattern. Otherwise he could not teach the people to divide the truth rightly. Just like the church today, we have already received the word of God, like the patterns of the doctrines, so that we can preach accurately, correctly, to the Gentiles, to the listeners. Right? So we must follow these patterns of the sound words. Okay, the other thing that we need to understand, yeah, we can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. We can read the last part of verse 15. The last part of verse 15. Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, we always use this verse to tell people that, look, the church has the truth. Yeah? The church has the foundation of the truth. But there is a very interesting point that perhaps maybe you can look into, yeah? We can look at. Is that here it says the pillar and ground of the truth. So it means that the church was given the truth. Eh? It has a pattern, right? The pillar is there. Okay? So when we talk about building up the church, right, to receive the word of God, it must be supported by the pillar. Must be well on top of this. If you build the truth outside this pillar, we see that most probably the structure will crumble. Right? So there is pillars already there for us to follow. So this is the guideline that Paul has given to the church. Now the next question that we need to ask ourselves is this, yeah? What is the functions, or what are the purposes of this patterns of the sound words, right? If you read the scriptures, you find that this is very interesting, right? Now, if the word of God has a pattern, it means that it doesn't matter who you are, right? From which generation, or whether you are from the apostolic generation or the generation now, the pattern is always there for you to follow. It's fixed already. It's there, right? It means that the word of God transcends times and space. God has fixed a pattern for us to follow. And this pattern has been given to the church. That's why we follow these patterns. Okay? Now, the other purpose of this, yeah, is to make sure that the truth, whatever we say, fall well within this pattern. Now, I have to agree that sometimes, you know, certain truth that we know or the Lord has given to the church may not be able to explain them accurately, or we may not be able to solicit the meaning clearly or to impart to the members. I fully agree with that. Even myself, I find it very difficult to explain certain passages of the scriptures or certain concepts pertaining to the scriptures. But I believe in this. Whatever we talk about, whatever explanation we may be given, or whatever explanation we may impart to the church, or to whoever that we speak to, find that must fall well within this pattern, the initial patterns that we have been given. Right? Now, we find that whenever there are problems in the churches, for example, during the time of the apostle, what did the apostle say to them? or whenever there is confusion in the church concerning the word of God, what did the apostle say to them? Think back. Think about what you have first received, what you first heard. We turn to 1 John, yeah, for example. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 verse 24. 1 John chapter 2 verse 24. Therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Think back to the initial things that you have heard whenever there is confusion in the church or whatever. Think about that, what you have first heard. And in fact, this is also the strategy adopted by Paul, right, to the Galatian members. Yeah, Paul, they talk about things which are not applicable to the life of the members at Galatia. But what did Paul say to them? Think about the thing that I preached to you. I first preached to you. Right, so that point we must grasp is important. Right? Whatever thing that we talk about later on must fall well within this pattern of the Word of God. Right. So we find that the Word of God cannot be altered. It cannot be changed by our environment. It cannot be changed by our explanation. It must be always there. Right. Sometimes we find that it's difficult to apply the Word of God in a certain situation. It is not because the Word of God is not sound anymore. It's rather we have not got a solution to that problem. We still have not fully known how to apply the Word of God to that particular situation. I think this is one thing that we need to bear in mind, especially if we want to get involved in African ministry. Right? We need to believe that, right, the Word of God is unchanging. It always stays the same. Because the pattern is there, it has been given to us already. Right? I think this is some of the points that I've shared with you, and hope that during the prayer we can pray about this, so that this pattern of the sound words, the patterns that the Lord has given to the church, can become clearer and clearer to us. Alright? Now we are going to pray.